Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Bradish from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Wednesday, May 1st. Women looking to escape violent relationships will be able to access $5,000 financial support through an almost $1 billion package as part of National Cabinet measures tackling domestic abuse. The SNAP meeting followed a recent surge in gendered homicide, with thousands marching across the country in protest. The Leaving Violence program will provide financial aid and support referrals to women looking to remove themselves from harm. Those eligible will be able to access $5,000 in support, with $1,500 paid in cash and $3,500 made up of goods and services. National Cabinet also agreed to implement measures addressing misogyny online, specifically aimed at young people. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says violence against women is a national crisis and a national challenge, saying we all have to take responsibility because violence against women is not women's problem to solve, it's a whole of society problem, and men in particular have to take responsibility. If you or anyone you know needs support, call 1-800-RESPECT. It's come to light that health workers posed as patients in a waiting room, one even arriving by ambulance and laid on a trolley in a corridor pretending to have some sort of illness, in an attempt to make a regional clinic in Victoria look busy for a ministerial visit. A Victorian Health Department probe has found about 10 staff posed as patients at Colac Area Health's Urgent Care Centre in August 2023. The investigation determined there was a real possibility that patient care could have been impacted during the charade, which was intended to deceive Health Minister Marianne Thomas into believing the centre was busier than it actually was. Those who took part won't be reprimanded, but the organisers could be disciplined. Years of cost of living pressures have led to a rise in child poverty, according to Australia's leading charities. A survey by the Salvation Army has found one in four people have eaten expired or soiled food, while about 5% have eaten from rubbish bins. Among 1,500 people who approached the charity for help, 45% say they had to choose between paying for housing or buying food, while more than half struggled to pay utility bills on time. Major Brendan Nottle says the number of people struggling in the community and the choices they face are frightening. Meantime, a Smith family survey has found most Australians believe child poverty is on the rise, with 82% of respondents citing students in poverty were more likely to disengage in their learning. And dating app Bumble is set to drop its rule of women making the first move when matching with a potential male lover. A new feature called Opening Moves will replace the original setup, allowing female users to set prompts for their matches to respond to and initiate conversations. It comes in the wake of single people reporting burnout while using online dating apps and searching for more in-person connections. That is your evening news headlines for today. On tomorrow's episode, we ask the question, what happens next? After a weekend of national rallies, hundreds of thousands of women and their allies calling for an end to gendered violence, where do we go from here? We'll find out what needs to be done to stop the endless stream of victims. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.